Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith.
There was a certain man from Rephaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorstep of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the Lord God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. So over the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him."
Well, thank you
You're
very much.
You're very, very welcome, Gerald. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Goodbye,
Goodbye.
Mr. Snow. Bye. Thank
How
you.
How interesting. A Bible reading being done by a wolf.
Yes. If you want something done properly, ask someone with hair.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Or a rodent particularly.
Sorry?
Or you can ask a rodent particularly. Particularly, you see. It's quite hard to say.
Oh, particularly.
Quite hard to say.
Particularly.
You've only got a little mouth, you see.
Right.
That's right. Shireya, I have something to ask you.
Yes.
About. We saw the little presentation earlier, which the stick drawing I quite enjoyed.
We did.
And then we've actually had the Bible reading.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to know is, shall I ask you?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready.
Would you like to know what I'd like to know? They all want to know. Is there anything that struck you in particular about that Bible reading from 1 Samuel 1?
Yes, actually, there was.
Oh.
I think, like Hannah, it can be so easy for us to focus on the things that we want or the things that we don't have.
Ah.
And when we do this, our hearts are centered on our own needs and our own desires, and we forget about God, and we forget about God's plan and God's will for our life, and we don't seek after those things.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. So if Hannah was only thinking about how badly she wanted a child, well, why did God answer her prayer?
That's a great question, Gerald. I think that God answered Hannah's prayer because her focus had changed. When she prayed in the temple, her prayer wasn't that God would give her what she asked for, but instead her prayer was that in whatever God decided to do, that he would be glorified and she wanted to serve him in whatever happened.
Oh, I see. Do you know what that makes me think of?
What does it make
it
you think of?
It makes me think of that thing in the New Testament. I forget where it was, but I think Jesus said it. Something along the lines of, seek first the kingdom of God.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of that passage in Matthew where Jesus says, I actually have it conveniently here on a paper, where it says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. Thank you. So God already knows all that we want and need in life?
Yeah, he does. And he's actually already given us the one main thing that we need in life, which is salvation through his son, Jesus Christ.
And
true joy and eternal satisfaction can only be found in Christ. But we will never be joyful, and we will never be truly satisfied when we focus on the things that we don't have. Actually, I think our video that we had earlier sums this up really nicely.
Well, how about that? I wonder if there's something that you really, really want. I can't help but think of the Spice Girls song. Is there something that you really, really want? I don't know. Maybe there's a Lego set that you've been wanting and you've seen on Amazon and you're saying, oh, please, please, Mum, please, Dad, can I have that new toy? Maybe if you're a little bit older, there's something that you've been longing for, something you've been praying for, something to do with a job, something to do with a relationship maybe. Is there something that you really want? Earlier we were playing that game, weren't we, where we were frantically running to go and get a shoelace or go and get a pencil. And often we do run, we do throw ourselves after the things that we really want. And we think that the story of Hannah shows us that actually when we put the Lord first, even though our hearts long for certain things, and it's very hard to do, when we decide actually my priority is to worship Father God, or to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all of these other things, the Lord, will we give space for the Lord to add those? Is that something that you really, really want? If there is, I'm going to ask you now whether you are very small or very large, whether you are young or whether you are old, I'm going to ask you if there is something in your heart that you've been praying for and hoping for and longing for, just to stand, and we're going to pray over you. So there's something that I want, I'm already standing. So if there is something that you would really love to see God do and God provide, we're going to invite you to stand now. So please stand.
Psalm 34 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angels of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to the cries for help. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Father, I pray that as we refocus our hearts on your will and your desires for our lives, that we would center in on your character, on who you are, and that would obliterate, even if our desires and our wants aren't satisfied, that we would be truly satisfied in you and all that you are, Lord. I pray for those here that aren't believers, Lord, that you would rest their hearts for you, Lord. And for those of us that are, that we would just be constantly seeking after your will in our lives, Lord. I pray this in your name. Amen.